The News in Numbers with Tanya Curry, exclusively on Chai FM.
Good morning, Tanya Curry. How are you?
I thought I'd managed to kill the call while before you played the intro. I thought, oh, I'm so smart, but it turns out it's Tanya Curry.
How are you?
Very good morning to you. Happy Friday. It took long enough, didn't it?
Happy Friday. Actually, it doesn't seem like it's been such a long week. I don't know. I just find weeks are getting shorter and shorter.
It's certainly been a long week at ROI. It's been, it just doesn't stop. And, you know, like there's so many stories that deserve our attention, but they seem to disappear as fast as they're published. So I've taken a lot off that we really should be discussing, and I'll mention a few of them. The SACP conference, I mean, that was a very big story, and it didn't make news media's top 10, but certainly made social media. SAP, wow, what a story that is.
Yeah.
That didn't quite make it, but I think I'm speaking too soon because we've got the weekend press still coming. So I think by the end of the week, that may enter both sets of charts, but it's not there at the moment.
Would you put SAP under SAP or would you put it under Gupta?
You see, this is such a challenge for me because you're going to end up having nothing but Guptas on the chart. So sometimes you've got to separate out the stories. So like I put McKinsey on and it also didn't make social media impact. So then I thought, should I combine SAP and McKinsey and then we can see that part of the chart? And that didn't quite work because why am I not adding the IDC and et cetera, et cetera? So then I thought, okay, should I put it under Guptas? And then I thought, well, but you're going to end up with a chart that's just good. So it was a big quandary for me. McKinsey made the news charts, didn't make the social media charts. And I think SAP and McKinsey might rear their heads towards the end of the week purely because of the international organization corruption laws and how this might be a completely different angle. Because we've seen so much of the Gupta's corruption and Jacob Zuma's corruption, and nothing ever happens. It never goes to court. No one gets arrested. But when you move abroad, the laws there make a very different impact. And perhaps now we might see some action, and that's quite exciting.
All right. So let's is that all the social media charts? Like, what were the big stories?
Okay, so let's have a look at, if you want to start with social media. Social media, the Guptas are by far, and Zuma must fall, those two stories combined give us 45% of the social media conversation. Zuma must fall coming in at a quarter, and Guptas coming in at 23%. Just as last week, Bell Pottinger is also one of the biggest stories in social media, 14%. That story keeps growing with Lord Bell Pottinger himself commenting about how he said the Guptas were smelly or something like that. And then, of course, that Sneaky Vicky owns a place in Cape Town. That also sent social media conversation into riot. And, yeah, the Bell Pottinger story certainly doesn't stop.
Sneaky Vicky?
Sneaky Vicky?
Vicky is, you know the face that you see whenever you see Bell Pottinger, you see this lady's
face. Oh, Victoria.
Oh, Sneaky Vicky.
Sneaky Vicky is what social media are calling her, and I love it. Absolutely love it. She was called by a local radio station here in South Africa because they said they'd fired her, and she answered the phone and confirmed that she worked still at Bell Pottinger. So that also caused a stir on social media. Doesn't stop with Bell Pottinger.
Bell Pottinger need a PR agency.
They do. They do. Tanya and I were actually chatting on Twitter and saying, you know, there's a good chance that they've actually hired a PR agency, and that's why they issued the apology, because they didn't know any better, and the PR agency would have told them to do that.
And also, here's the interesting thing. It's unconfirmed, though, but there were reports of a Gupta plane landing in London the morning of that apology. And there was also reports that there was a Gupta-paid employee who was tasked to update the Wikipedia page, which South Africans took by storm. So a lot more to that Bell Pottinger story, and I watch with utmost interest, specifically because it's relevant to my industry, but also it's unbelievable what the impact of PR can do to our daily lives.
Have they unblocked you, Tanya?
No, don't be daft.
You're still blocked from Bell Pottinger.
I'm still blocked. I'm certainly not worthy, and I don't mind that. But that doesn't stop me using the hashtag.
All right, what else we got?
Why are Airbnb on the charts?
Wow, that was an interesting story. And I didn't really watch it in the beginning. I thought, oh, well, yeah, moving on. It's not going to make the charts, but it certainly did. Over 3,500 articles about that particular story. Two South Africans rented a room in Holland, and they were late in checking out. And the owner pushed one of the residents down a flight of very steep stairs and is now being tried for attempted murder. So how's that?
Shocking. And actually, Airbnb making the news again this morning. An Airbnb host has been fined $5,000 for abruptly cancelling on an Asian guest because of the guest's race.
Oh, it doesn't stop, does it? Really doesn't stop.
You know what,
I tell you, there's some good new entries on the charts, though. Mkosi Khoza, I don't know if you've been following this story. She and her daughter were threatened for voting, going to vote against Zuma in the motion of no confidence, upcoming motion of no confidence. And they've been threatened. It's been proven that they've been threatened. Praveen Gordhan came out really strongly against that at the SACP conference. 3.8% to Praveen Gordhan. So that story combined comes to almost 10% of our social media conversation. A big one. And then there's a good news story, finally. Mandela Day is back on the charts, 6.2% to social media, with that coming up next week. And it's nice to see the orange back on the charts. It makes me very happy. Love him or hate him, Mandela Day certainly makes an impact on many people's lives. And I think we have to say kudos to that.
And you say that you love orange, that it's nice to be back on the charts. You forget that you choose the colors. Just saying.
Okay, like I'm trying to go with branding. But yes,
okay,
you're right.
All right, with branding.
Choice.
Okay, and it's like a happy and it's sentimental. And okay, so the Guptas are pink, by the way.
Well, the Guptas are pink. I thought it was the most insulting color I could use.
Okay, what have we got in the South African news media?
In South African news media, the top story is Mandela Day, which is also good. Cecil in orange, Kathy, 17.2% to the event coming up next week. So that's the biggest new entry this week. The secret ballot and no confidence follows with 13.9% and the Guptas with 12.1%. The death of Ray Peary, I thought this would be a big social media story, and it wasn't, sadly. 8.8% in news media, so a big news media story, but certainly didn't make as big an impact as we thought in social media. But here's my...
No. We can't lose Tanya at this point.
The Reserve Bank. Did you read that?
Hold on. You went, here's my, and then it cut out.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We can hear you.
Here's my top story of the week, and that is the public protector saying that she made a typo about the Reserve Bank.
Oh, well, what a relief. We thought that she wanted to change the whole structure of how our banking and our whole fiscal service works. So it was just a typo, Howard. You see, we don't have to worry anymore.
It was just a typo.
Letter did she mistype?
All of them.
All of them. Like 50 pages of mistyping.
And the other, letters, emails, all of that.
It's all mistype. You know, computers can do the strangest things. I did love that story. Shall we move on to international, guys?
Let's look at international stories.
Oh, Trump has kept me so entertained this week.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell me that you saw what happened with him and Macron's wife.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. Tell me.
So there's this picture, okay? And, all right. He says to Macron's wife, who, of course, is, I think she's 27 or 30 years or something older than Macron, okay? And he says, you really have kept yourself in shape. Just beautiful. So now, I mean, he is closer to Macron's wife's age than he is. And this picture that was posted afterwards is with Trump, Melania, Macron, and Macron's wife. Like, he couldn't get them far apart enough. And Macron's, like, holding on to his wife, like, very possessively.
Or couldn't they do a wife swap? Well, maybe Macron and Melania and Donald with Macron's mother/wife.
Ugly Howard.
He's such a cow.
I'm sure Melania would be happy with that.
No. They all love each other, people.
Did Trump try hold Macron's wife's hand?
He didn't try and hold it. He yanked it out of its socket.
And he wouldn't leave her. He wanted to just hold on to her.
Maybe Melania would stop yanking her hand away, making as if she's removing hair off her face.
You know, Trump is notorious for the handshakes. I mean, everybody looks out for the handshake because it's become such a it's been the subject of so many memes. It's ridiculous. But this particular one with Macron's wife, like the poor woman, I'm sure she had to go for physiotherapy afterwards. The way he yanked her arm, like I was like, and he wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
Ton, can I tell you what my favorite comment of the week was? Because I'm sure you've been following the story of Donald Trump Jr. and his liaisons with all the Russians.
Yes.
And the New York Post, which are big Donald Trump supporters, had the best comment at all their headline.
Which was?
Tell
it was, it's not his fault, he's just an idiot.
Well, I mean, Trump Jr. certainly made the charts this week. He's the second largest part
of the whole story. Yeah.
20% of the news media reporting. A huge, huge focus there. Are you still there, guys?
Yeah. You just cut out briefly. Good. Okay.
And then, of course, the Trump and CNN story, though, that with that GIF or mini video that went around with CNN's logo over a wrestler's head, 7.1% to that. But Trump and Russia is the biggest chunk of the pie, 18.6% there. That story is just relentless. What I found interesting, though, is they filed for impeachment of Trump regarding the Trump Jr. story.
Yeah.
And that didn't make the charts, and I couldn't work out why.
Because it's such a long shot. About
2 or 3%.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
It's a very, very, very long shot.
So that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Sensationalism, is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah, so apart from that, other big entries, the G20, I mean, that story just didn't stop. I mean, Ivanka took her dad's seat, which was very entertaining. Angela Merkel's eye roll to Vladimir Putin was probably the funniest thing I've seen in a very long time. Trump completely oblivious to the photo shoot happening behind him was another one you should look out for if you're looking for something to cheer you up on a Friday. But yeah, G20 coming in at 13.5%. And then the other big chunk of the international news media is Wimbledon, 14.8%, for all sorts of reasons. Venus Williams certainly making her mark on the tournament. Andy McMurray also making a big impact in the news media this week.
And that's the news.
Ton, can I tell you one of my other favorite things that happened in the week?
Tell me.
Fox News were running one of their tickers at the bottom of the screen, and they misspelled Jared Kushner's last name, and they called him Jared Kosher.
Predictive text.
It's a typo, people. It's a typo.
Tanya Curry, thank you so much.
Before I go, may I please share the story? It's not suitable for air, so I'm going to encourage people to go and have a look. But I don't know if you've been following this big boxing match that's coming up between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Yes.
They had their banter bash yesterday.
I want a suit just like McGregor's.
Please go and Google Conor McGregor's suit. It is an absolute perla.
Okay.
So it's the most beautiful pinstripe suit you've ever seen. But the pinstripe is not your traditional pinstripe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, absolutely.
It is made up of a message from McGregor to Mayweather.
Very straightforward message.
And should we say it ends in you?
And it starts with an F.
I wouldn't know. I'm too young.
And it wouldn't be like from you.
Because what did we learn? From is a four-letter word that starts with F.
Okay, Tanya Curry. Listen, we won't be with you next week because you're away. But perhaps a week after, we'd like to speak to you. And maybe we can do some Israel stories as well.
We're going to try. We're certainly going to try. Thank Fantastic. You very much, guys. Have a lovely long weekend. And I'm so glad not to speak to you next week. Sorry, but I am.